Nikki and Tamilo when you wake up. 97.3. Coast FM.
Anyone notice how foggy it was on the drive here? As I got onto NSAV, it was full on. Couldn't see anything.
See, your kind of Rockingham is very much the centre of fog.
Okay.
When I used to have to get up early and drive to Perth at 3 o'clock in the morning, on the freeway, the Rockingham section...
Really?
The Rockingham section...
Are we in a gully or something?
Well, I don't know. And it's weird because on the days that I notice fog, you don't.
No.
And bizarrely enough, so today you've noticed
it. As I got onto NSAV, and then it kind of cleared up as we drove.
Did you leave your shower on or something? Like, is it just around your house, possibly?
No.
Today is International Day of Happiness.
Oh, that's nice, isn't it?
It is. It's a UN idea to do something big or small to bring happiness to others. That's
beautiful.
It. No sponsors attached to that. No, nothing.
Just do something nice. Make someone smile.
That's right. I can't think of anything to do, but I'll come up with something.
Nikki and Zamello's. It's a very, very weird world.
So, a racing pigeon named Armando.
Armando.
It's a lovely name for a racing pigeon. Was auctioned online, fetched a record-breaking $1.4 million.
Wow. Must be fast.
Purchased by a Chinese buyer at what is the highest price ever paid for a racing pigeon, is considered to be the best long-distance pigeon of all time.
Well, to be fair, you'd hope so if you're paying $1.4 million.
How much do you reckon you could earn racing pigeons? I feel like...
Well, if you're buying one for $1.4 million, I hope you're making a lot.
I'd hope so. I don't feel like you make that much racing pigeons. I don't know. Is he planning on putting it to work as a carrier pigeon? You know, back in the war, they used to tie messages to the legs and release them.
There is a thing called email now, though.
I was going to say, I've heard the internet's bad in China, but I don't know. I noticed on Facebook a friend of mine the other day, he was most upset. He said, it's in there. I came across something and it hurts me terribly. He said, there's like this thing called vegan ice cream and it's in there infecting the other ice cream in the shop. And
oh, my goodness. Does he actually realise how long non-dairy ice cream has existed for?
Probably not. No, but anyway,
he seems
quite offended by it. But look,
he'll be deeply offended by this then. McDonald's have trialled a new vegan range overseas, so it hasn't made it here yet, but some Aussies are pretty worked up about it. They don't want it to make it here. It is meat-free nuggets.
Meat-free nuggets?
Yep. Imagine your chicken nugs with no chicken. I mean, that's probably not that revolutionary, to be honest. How much chicken is in your chicken nuggets? Not sure.
97.3, Coast FM. The Coast Feed.
And here is Miss Nikki Parkinson.
Yeehaw! Toy Story 4 has premiered its first full-length trailer overnight.
Ooh.
The preview shows Woody getting lost after he jumps out of an RV to chase after a new DIY toy called Forky. Woody and Forky then run into Woody's old love interest, Bo Peep, who gives them a new perspective of life in the real world.
Every day.
I was made to help a child. I don't remember it being this hard.
Woody, somebody's whispering in your ear.
Everything's gonna be okay.
It looks great.
They haven't done a bad one yet.
No.
The Toy Story, so I'm really looking forward to this.
It's out on June 21. Now, Taron Egerton wants to make Elton John happy with his portrayal of the singer in Rocketman. Egerton says he feels pressure to play such a popular music icon, and you would.
He's so universally loved, and I just wanted to make him happy, really. He hasn't seen it yet, and I'm still very nervous about it. But I guess just getting over the pressure of it and trying to have a good time.
Will they tell you when he's going to see it?
I don't want to know.
I was going to say that will be an agonising wait.
Ugh, no, I can't.
Elton's watching the film now, and then you don't hear from him for a month.
That would be awful. Now, muggles all over the world have been in a social media flap after Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling recently revealed two of her best-known characters shared a passionate love affair.
Okay, I'm laughing because not this. She's been revealing some weird stuff.
She has. Now, during an interview promoting the film The Crimes of Grindelwald, the Harry Potter author said Dumbledore and Grindelwald were more than just friends, and their relationship had a sexual dimension. Their relationship was incredibly intense, it was passionate, and it was a love relationship, according to tweets sent out by at Rolling Library. This is the same lady that previously revealed that before plumbing was installed in Hogwarts, wizards did their business in the hallways and magic did away with their wands. I'm sorry, just stop, JK. Please stop. Please, leave the books as they are. Don't mess with them. Don't tell us this stuff.
Nikki and Tamello, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.